Спасибо, уважаемый господин председатель. Мы бы...
Thank you, Chairman. We would like to make a set of comments in order to react to what was said by other delegations. We agree with the proposals from a set of delegations that are more detailed and use more broadly the guiding principles. In particular, the principle E, F, and G from the list which was agreed upon in 2019. In our view, these guiding principles or guidelines explain the issue of legal reviews, and they also relate to the problem of risk reduction, which a number of delegations have commented on. As regards the issue of bias, we shouldn't make this problem complicated. We believe that the key idea in this context is linked to the need to reduce the number of algorithmic bias during the functioning of a given system. To try to divide up into several categories and types of this bias in this context doesn't really make sense, and it will only further complicate the problem. As we know, furthermore, with respect to this problem, all aspects haven't enjoyed consensus, far from that. For many years, we have been considering this issue, and there are an entire set of aspects mentioned by delegations as regards where there are disagreements and no consensual decision has been adopted.
Our delegation doubts that we can find a solution on this issue, these issues. Therefore, we believe that there is no need to go into a more detailed discussion of this. We need to focus on resolving the issue that we're all talking about here, the need to reduce any type of malfunctioning in the operation of these systems. And the wording that would cover the need by states to take measures to discover and reduce such malfunctions, we believe, is flexible and useful in the search for a consensus solution. In conclusion, we would like to respond to proposals by a number of delegations on developing some standardized decisions at the national level or measures at the national level on the operation of such systems in order to ensure compliance with IHL. The Russian Federation continues to hold the principal position to the effect that the prerogative of selecting specific measures to ensure human control, which is directly connected with ensuring fulfillment of the obligations and principles of international humanitarian law, remain with states. And states themselves must determine what measures at the national level, what standards at the national level should be taken by them in order to guarantee compliance with international humanitarian law. Furthermore, the state parties bear full responsibility for their actions in that connection, including for the measures which they may apply at the national level. Trying to dictate to states what measures they should be taking at the national level, we believe, is unwise, and it is unlikely to be something that could be discussed in this group. I thank you.